Welcome to Books, Beauty, and Business. Our goal is to motivate and inspire others to push limits, test boundaries, and climb personal ladders of success. My name is Tawny Bro, and I am so excited to introduce to you today Sally Holder. Sally is a former attorney who provided counsel to some of the largest companies in the world. She then became the chief operating officer of six different companies in six different industries. She was extremely successful and very good at what she did. By age 30, she received the Top Professional of the Year award. And, you know, she had the lifestyle, she had the six-figure income. By society's standards, she was, you know, doing very well. Well, she was smiling and appearing extremely confident. She was really miserable. She was living a life that she chose, but something was missing, and she wished she was doing anything but what she was doing. And in her struggle to create a change from a point of success, she realized she had hit rock middle. I mean, it was a feeling for her that she was externally successful while being internally paralyzed from making a change and feeling completely dissatisfied and unfulfilled. She coined the term rock middle, and her book that just came out in January is called Hitting Rock Middle, and it is phenomenal. She started speaking with women who were experiencing the same feeling in their lives and careers, and through the change from corporate America or the corporate world, she transitioned in the entrepreneurial world very successfully, and she discovered her true passion was really helping others make those bold choices that led to that lasting success and happiness and fulfillment that, you know, that everyone really desires. So her interview was really inspiring and insightful. So I hope you guys enjoy, and thank you for listening today.
Let's get right into this, because I have like more stuff I want to know about you now. So
Okay, good.
Thank you so much for joining me on Books, Beauty, and Business. It is just such an honor to have you as a part of our show today. And I just want to introduce again Sally Holder. She's a best-selling author of Hitting Rock Middle. This book just came out in January, so it's kind of hot on the presses, and it's getting a lot of great responses right now. And not only is she an author, she has a great story to share with us. As a business coach, as a consultant, as a trainer, as an attorney, the list goes on and on with Sally. And it is very impressive what she's doing today in her line of work. And so I'm going to let her share just a little bit about her story, and then we'll get into some of the interview questions. But Sally, thank you so much again for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so honored to be here and excited to be able to share some of what has helped me with your audience too.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're just really interested in your story. I mean, as a brief, you know, a former attorney who has now changed from the corporate world into your own entrepreneurial business is a very brave step, first of all. But you have achieved so much with the Top Professional of the Year. I think your award list goes on and on when you were practicing. So can you just share a little bit about your story to us?
Yeah, I would love to. So like you mentioned, I followed the really traditional path towards success. You know, I went to Vanderbilt undergrad and then immediately went to law school, and I started working for the second largest labor and employment law firm in the country, and then just really was sitting in my law practice saying, okay, what's next? What else can I do and achieve? Mm-hmm. And I never took the time really to turn internally and ask myself what I wanted to do. I just continued to kind of climb the corporate ladder and pursue that external success. So I looked at other external markers like awards that I could win, or, you know, like any other achievements that I could have within my law practice. And I pursued those with the utmost vigor. And then I found myself at the age of 27 with many of those awards under my belt and having won, you know, lots of awards that really were structured more for people by the age of 40. And here I was only 27, and then looking around saying, oh my gosh, you know, I can't believe that none of these things have made me ultimately feel the way I wanted to feel. And so that really was the time that I started this internal journey to figure out, well, you know, what in the world is going to make me feel all of those great feelings that I wanted to feel? And I call them kind of the pot at the end of the rainbow, pot of gold at the end of the rainbow feelings. Like, I wanted to feel, you know, contentment and feelings of joy and like a sincere, you know, feeling of purpose. And I didn't feel any of those despite all that external success. And so I turned on myself for a long time after that, you know, after 27, I spent a long time believing that I had done something wrong, right? That there was a box I hadn't checked, or, you know, that I just wasn't worthy of having those feelings as well. And I think that we as women tend to do that a lot. And so I made some, you know, changes in my career. I went from practicing law to managing a law firm, right? Serving as their chief operating officer for a small or mid-sized firm. And then I got kind of stuck in that loop for a while, thinking, okay, well, maybe it was just the job that made me feel this way, right? You know, maybe it was just, I wasn't in just the right job. Maybe I could just switch careers. So I served as the chief operating officer for six different companies and six different industries over the next several couple of years, and still felt the same way, right? Still felt like there's just something missing, and what is it, and how do I get there? And ultimately, for me, it took me going from what I now refer to as rock middle, that place where I'm always chasing that external success instead of looking internal success, and a lot of emptiness and kind of hollowness, which is the feelings that I felt when I achieved that external success. It really lacked all those great internal feelings I just described. And so then I soared right on past rock middle to my own moment of rock-hearted numbing, and, you know, abusing alcohol. And I find that a lot of other people end up doing the same, you know, whether it's Netflix or shopping or whatever it is, they, you know, feel like they're in this rut and that they can't get out of it, which is the same way I felt, and that nothing was fixing these empty feelings. And so we tend to fill ourselves up with something else. And luckily for me, I was able to kind of, you know, have that rock bottom moment to look around and say, like, how did I get here? And if I had to completely start over, what would I do totally differently? And that began my journey of figuring out, you know, how to turn inward and become an entrepreneur. And, you know, kind of, as they say, the rest is history. So that is a very condensed version of 20 years of work in the corporate world now to the entrepreneurial world. So,
well, that's an impressive story too, because you did everything, like, you checked the boxes, like you said, you went through and you had the career and you were meeting the goals and you were achieving the awards, but you were still having that void of, I'm not totally complete, right? And you shared that you were kind of filling that void, as we do when we don't know what else to do, right? With things. And then, so the journey on self-reflection that you had to take, and kind of to go like, okay, if I had to start completely over, like, where, what exactly would I do? Like, how did you even start that process?
Yeah. So when I started that process, I felt so frustrated. I was looking around, you know, in the kind of marketplace, if you will, saying, who can help me? And, you know, I jokingly say this, but it's very true. If there was a person for me to pay or a test for me to take, I took it. Yeah. So like every personality,
like, yes, personality test, what am I good at? Where will
right.
I- yeah. Okay.
Yeah, all of those things. And they told me, congratulations, you are a classic entrepreneur. I was like, awesome. Now what?
Yeah.
It didn't help me at all. So I really found, you know, that there was this void that existed. I needed the combination of both personal growth and professional growth. And, you know, that's really what I try to provide in this space now. And it's in large part why I wrote the book, is that I could only end up finding something that would help with sort of like a spiritual growth aspect, or like telling me to kind of go to a retreat and meditate my way through it, or the other end of the spectrum, which was the you know, list of 50 different careers I could choose from. And you know, I had really already been down that path, and so I knew that that one didn't work, and I didn't feel like just the spiritual aspects, I didn't feel like that was enough for me. I wanted, you know, this professional growth combined with it. And so that's really what I've now written, was, you know, is a book to be able to provide that roadmap for other people who are caught in the same type of space that I was in, where there was, you know, maybe you're not at rock bottom, you're at that middle place where you have a successful career, but you're feeling like things are just off. And you want to get out of that. And so the way that I discovered the best way to start is really with beginning to redefine your ultimate destination. So I've come up with an 8-step framework called Be Bolder. And the first part of it is the, you know, the B is beginning to dream again. And you know, there's far more that I go into when I'm working with someone, either one-on-one or they're in my new kind of mastermind community called The Brim. But, you know, just for your listeners, kind of it begins with the idea that we can define our ultimate destination at the end of our life for ourselves and be able to work our way there. But it all really starts with defining what that ultimate destination looks like. And I find far too often, whether you're an entrepreneur or in the corporate world, that we start, you know, with the reverse. We begin with goal setting, and then we just sort of cross our fingers and hope that the achievement of those goals result in us getting to that destination. And, you know, I found that that way didn't work, right? I checked all those goals. I did all those things and they didn't take me to my destination. So, you know, I realized through a lot of painful moments, you better be really clear in understanding what your ultimate destination is. And that's going to look really different for everybody.
That is such a great point to make, because I'm all about goal setting. I absolutely love to cross things off my list. I make the list and I cross it off. I get to the next thing. And then I, you know, you put something else in front of me, but thinking of it, like you just said, is somewhat of a new concept because, well, for me, but you do hope those results get you to your destination. And ultimately, I think people don't think about that enough. What is that destination? What does it look like? What does it feel like?
Like, they really don't. I mean, every time I go through this process and begin coaching someone and I'm talking to them about, like, why are we doing all of these things? Why are we turning ourselves into pretzels trying to accomplish all of these goals? You know, where are they taking us, right? Where are we going to end up? And how is it that you want to feel once you've accomplished all of these things? And for me, had I done this very exercise, I could have avoided taking a lot of the paths that I had taken, right? I mean, my destination now involves, right, 7+ figures, 8+ figures. And I unabashedly say that because I think more women should talk about money and big dreams and big goals, but also like international travel and, you know, making a big impact and working with entrepreneurs. And none of those things really are encompassed in the practice of law, which is so funny. And yet that was what I pursued. Well, one of the reasons is because I was approaching it right from the start gate and looking to say, okay, well, you know, what are the couple of options in front of me? And let me just choose one and go for it. And we'll see where that takes me. And instead, I want people to work the exact opposite way. I want them to start with the destination and work their way backwards, to ask themselves then, if the destination involves the international travel and all of that, then how do I want to get there? Mm-hmm. Right? What are the kind of 3 to 5, typically it's around 3, goals or bigger dreams or accomplishments or revenue streams? They're all different ways of thinking about it. What are the 3 things that are going to drive that destination? And what are those things that I'm most passionate about, right? Is it helping women? Is it coaching? Is it, you know, speaking all over the world? What are those things? And do those things take me to that destination? And so I decide on those 3, and then I pull that back another step to define, well, then what are the 5 things that I can do as goals, or goals, you know, more specific goals that are going to drive that bigger revenue stream, that bigger goal, and then so on and so forth, continuing down. And when you do it that way, you have a list of things that are going to move the needle for you every single day.
I'm taking notes, girl. I'm like super inspired. This is such a great way to think about setting those type of goals, because you're right, if they're done with a specific destination and purpose in mind, how much more powerful is that, right? And so Sally's new book came out that we're talking about, Hitting Rock Metal. She's also doing book signings. If you guys get a chance to meet her, her calendar is on her website. If she's in your town, you should definitely pop in and say hi. And you did mention to me about your workbook as well. Is that some of the exercises that you walk through in that workbook that you offer?
Absolutely. Okay. The workbook is kind of my version of my coaching process, where I take clients through a lot of those questions. And, you know, I wanted to put that in a really easy, simple, downloadable tool to say, here, you know, if you don't have the resources and, you know, the maybe the desire yet to hire a business coach to work with you one-on-one, just here's everything I do. Go for it. Because you can get started right now creating the change in your life that you want to create. And a lot of it comes with being able to ask yourself some very specific questions. And so a lot of what the workbook is about is giving you some challenging questions to answer about your own journey, and so that you can look at it in a different way. What I've found is that many entrepreneurs have a lot of assumptions that they've made about how they have to do business, what they should do, what they must accomplish in order to create success. And because I found that a lot of those must-dos aren't necessarily right or necessary, then, you know, I challenge that thought process in that workbook. And it's also a companion guide to the book as well. So there are many spots in the book where I tell people, grab a journal, write things out. You know, I've worked with so many people over the years that, you know, we're all just desperate to have some level of real certainty in our lives. And while inspiration is really great and it makes you feel fantastic, that wanes. The inspiration wanes, but what we all crave is that certainty, and the book and the workbook are going to help you develop a little more of that clarity and certainty in your own life. So I want it to be a real tactical tool, not just, you know, something that makes you feel good and you walk away with nothing to create the real change you want to have.
Yeah. And I agree with writing it down, but also the why behind it can help.
Yeah.
Inspiration wanes, right? Like when you're like, oh yeah, this is why I'm doing it, but stay motivated.
So true.
Yeah. So you are out there motivating so many people right now. And I know it takes a lot. You have to keep your own tank full to be so encouraging to others. So can you share, like, do you have powerful women or powerful people that really supported you on this journey? Like, what lessons they taught you along the way? Where did you find your inspiration?
Ooh, such a good question. I am always reading. I mean, that's one thing that I find really critical to staying motivated and inspired, is that, you know, I'm a voracious reader these days, because, you know, growth is one of the things that also helps us continue to feel fueled. And so when you're constantly growing yourself, then, you know, you're also like building that muscle of inspiration. You're building that muscle of, you know, excitement. And obviously I listen to podcasts. I have a podcast myself, so I'm a big fan of podcasts. And then, you know, whenever there is an opportunity for me to attend, a conference, I just attended one the other day, you know, and find myself with other female entrepreneurs, you know, just a lot of, I think, our issues can be solved by, just like you said, surrounding yourself with a community of other women who are like-minded, who are seeking, you know, the level of growth and change and success that you're seeking. It's one of the reasons why I've created this new company called The Brim, the Beyond Rock Middle Movement, which is a collective of 250 women all together for 1 year, seeking, who are looking to really amp up their businesses. And I've found in research that women grow their businesses on average 2.5 times faster when they are surrounded by other women who are doing the same. And so, yeah, it's really important to do that and give yourself the space to do that. And so I always have some of that built into my calendar, you know, around every speaking engagement and around, you know, every couple of months, have all of those things built in to fill my cup too. And of course I have my own business coach. You know, I completely believe in having coaching, and that, you know, having someone, because, you know, there to support you towards your growth. Self can't see self, right? You can't see where you're standing in your own way. So having a third party that has no dog in the fight, right? No biases, right? They're not going to benefit in any way from your greater level of success, like your friends or family might. And so having that person to be able to, you know, help you continue to level up, that's been absolutely critical for me.
Yeah, I love that message too. I think it is so important to have your tribe, right? Your people that are encouraging you along the way, that are like-minded. Yeah. I mean, I definitely see the energy that can be fed off of that. And the fact that you do that consistently is very impressive too. And the life coach thing, man, you have to have somebody asking those tough questions that you said not a personal agenda. They're just making you think sometimes in a different way. I think that's important as well. So I totally agree with those things. Now, you said you do a lot of reading. Do you have a book that you, like, off the top of your head, that you're like, everyone has to read this one? Like, this is my recommended reading for you.
You know, of course, anything written by Brené Brown, I think, is phenomenal. That's such a hard question to answer, because it does definitely depend on where you are in your business, in your stage of life. Mm-hmm. And I remember reading Rising Strong when I was really in the part where I was struggling, and it was such a game changer for me. And now as I help people lead organizations and things, I do love her newest book, Dare to Lead. Mm-hmm. But certainly one off the beaten path would be a book that we're reading in the mastermind group that I'm leading, or that community within the Brim, is called The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. It's one that is not widely discussed. Mm-hmm. And there are so many incredible tools in that book to develop your mindset that I think is the first step towards, right after you're defining the destination, then you've got to really be able to deal with your mindset around your capacity to reach that destination. And so
your faith has to be greater than your fear, right? In the mindset game of making any changes.
That is very true.
In your life, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
these are great books. What I'm going to do too for the listeners, there's going to be a list of Sally's recommended reading or some of the books she's mentioned here, and I'll put links and the titles so you guys can have access to that as well. I feel like I could just talk to you for hours, but I know you are very busy and our time is getting short here. But I have a couple. So books, beauty, and business, my three favorite things. So I'm going to have to ask you, what is your favorite beauty tip?
Yes. So I was laughing about this when you were telling me that one of the questions, because I'm not a big beauty person, to be totally honest. I rarely wear makeup, but
you have that natural beauty, that just natural.
Right. No. It's more of a lack of understanding. So I probably could use some tips from you for sure. But one of my latest obsessions is with false eyelashes. I go to someone and she, you know, does the whole drill and puts them on, and I absolutely love them. And it's so against my typical personality. So I think that's why I love them so much too, is I just find the whole thing funny, that with how much I love them. But man, they save me a significant amount of time getting ready. I just don't have to put on mascara or anything, and you can look great in photos. They're just wonderful.
I love that you love them, but I love that. That's so cute. I have not tried them. So I had tried the ones that had the magnetic eyeliner where you just kind of clipped them on basically, but I haven't actually gone through. I have some friends that I do, and they look amazing. You're right. They do look amazing. So
they do. They look so real.
I love that. Okay. So, I love hearing successful people like you talk about your habits that you have just on a daily basis. Like, what do you have any daily tips for us that you, I mean, you've kind of talked about you're consistently staying motivated, but do you have some tips for us around that?
Yeah, sure. One of my biggest things is that, when you're creating your to-do list, and mine is more of a weekly habit than daily, sort of, because I think that it starts with this process, is that really beginning on Sunday night, I create just a brain dump of a to-do list. And that helps free up my energy for the remainder of the week, because I'm not, you know, trying to, you know, remember all of the bigger projects that I wanted to do and all of the things. And I'm letting go of that space and freeing it up for something else. Mm-hmm. Most of the time I find it critical to free up that space for your own creativity, because we don't allow a lot of room for that. And so I do that brain jump, and then I have that one master to-do list. And then I go through the to-do list that I've just written down, and I take each thing that moves the needle towards those five goals within each of the three major goals. So I look at it with that lens to say, which of these things on my to-do list are moving my goals forward instead of accomplishing things on my to-do list that are moving maybe someone else's goals forward, or, you know, doing things just because someone has offered them to me. I ensure that the actions I'm going to take over the course of the next week are really moving the needle on my revenue streams. And so I put those in my calendar first, like a doctor's appointment. I ensure that they are, you know, blocked out, and then I take everything else that's on my to-do list and begin to work them into the to-do list. So if so that is what's been so phenomenal for me, and I really recommend for anyone. And very often what I end up hearing is people finish a week and then they say to themselves, oh my gosh, what did I do? What did I accomplish? It was nothing towards my goals, right? I was just responding to fires all week. And so I really want to get us all to break that ultimate habit, by following along this process.
I like that. That's great advice. Cause mm-hmm. I do find myself sometimes at the end of the week and I'm like, did I accomplish anything at all? I know I was very busy, but busyness and noise isn't always, you know, like moving the needle, right? It's not always getting me to where I need to be.
Absolutely. We get very attached to being busy, and being busy and being productive are two very different things.
Yes.
So we need to be much more obsessed about being productive and moving the needle. Than we do with just feeling good momentarily by checking something off the to-do list.
Yeah, I do really like that advice. And I like the Sunday brain dump. And it's Sunday, and I will
be- Yeah. No, I was just thinking, I was like, oh, we're recording this on a Sunday. It's perfect. I'll go home and do this tonight. Gotta follow my own advice.
Yes, we do. Okay, so last question, just kind of wrapping it up. This has been such informational, really. I mean, I've really learned a lot from you just in listening to you the last 30 minutes too. But do you have any just last minute motivational or advice for the ladies?
You know, one of my favorite quotes is, be intentional. Be clear on your intentions, but fluid on the how. And so that would be my biggest kind of takeaway for everyone, I hope, is that they can, you can tell I'm a little distracted. I apologize because I'm driving. But be clear on your intentions and fluid on the how. So define that destination. And then, you know, how you get there will change over time, right? How I've gotten to where I am certainly changed. And I don't regret a single bit of the path that I took. It's what I needed to take in order to get me where I am today. Mm-hmm. And so the same goes for all of you. If you're not exactly where you want to be right now, that's okay. And we need to have a whole lot more grace for ourselves on that. And then realize that, you know, that's just been part of the thread, part of the journey that is taking you to that ultimate destination. So be thankful for that. And then now you can be far more intentional about that destination and how you're going to get there.
I love this. This was such a great conversation with you, and you've given such great advice, and you've made me start thinking about my destination. And I know everyone's thinking about it right now, just listening to this. So I think that's been very inspiring for us, and to have a tactical way, like a formula that you can sit down and think through and write out. I think that's really important. So I appreciate your time today. Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck on your new book and all your book signings, and all your information will be below. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Take care.